And welcome to another episode of the Pro Diaries, episode 8 with Jake and Jenna. How you doing, Jenna?
I'm doing well. Hey guys, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. I see a lot of you loved the last episode, which was really nice to see. I'm doing well. Another day in lockdown. It's like they're all blending in now. I can't believe it's September. We've been in this since June, July.
Far out.
I know. I feel like I'm watching our world pass me by, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, eh? It's a little bit disheartening because for a lot of us, and particularly you and I and the people who listen to this podcast, like, these are the best years of our life where we're young, we're financially free, you know, all we want to do is make memories and travel and work towards our goals and grow our businesses, and it's kind of like, there's just been this massive handbrake being pulled up on all of it, and you're kind of just treading water trying to get by. And yeah, it can be a tough time.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, like, the other thing is, you know, this time can be, I'm trying to use it as like an incubator period. I'm trying to see how productive I can be. I'm really trying to focus on working with less distractions and anchoring to those good habits and those habits for health. But at the same time, it's like, it's tiring, it's draining sometimes, you know, and it's not being able to do things that I actually find is getting kind of tiring. Because yeah, I like working, I love what I do, and I love working at my laptop, but at the same time, I've lost so much of those things that would reset you, you know, like, yeah. If you have a big week, you can go out, go to the movies or catch up with friends, and you just fill up your cup. And there's so many different ways to do it that are, and I guess this is what we'll go into, that are non-food related, which I sort of discovered on prep. But a lot of those things are actually still gone right now, like going for a massage, going for a facial, getting your hair done, catching up with some friends, driving home to see my dad, you know, even going out for a nice meal that, you know, is still sort of calorie friendly or trackable, whatever it is. All these things that give you that separation and that reset are gone. So it's like I'm finding, you know, yes, I'm training, yes, I'm walking, yes, I'm working, but it's like, okay, when I need to reset myself so that I can come back and be focused and attentive, sometimes it's like the list is so few now, you know. It's like go for a walk, have a shower, read a book, make food. It's just getting a little bit monotonous.
Yeah, like I said last week, it's a bit of Groundhog Day. There's only so many things you can kind of do in this environment that really, you know, makes you want to, I guess, excites you.
Exactly.
Before it becomes just that repetitive, you know, like, oh, cool, another day. I'll go for another walk. I'll do another Zoom call. I'll, you know, like, do some of my online learning or read a book. And it's like, you know, that's that.
Exactly. Well, I think it's like, it's one of those things where you have to be so strong in choosing to come back to those healthy anchors. And it's hard. Like sometimes, I guess, emotionally, you're just like, whatever, I'm going to do. And that's fine. But you don't want to have days like that consistently or back to back, consecutive days that turn into a week. And I think as well, at this point in time, so it's one thing just to get through it. It's another thing to grow through it. And I have been making huge progress in so many areas. It just gets to the point where you're like, wow, it would be so nice to go out for a meal.
Yeah.
Or to see someone or get my nails done or anything.
And so that brings us to the next part of, obviously, you're feeling like you're lacking a little bit of those little things to look forward to. So how does that affect you wanting to continue to drop body fat and compliance towards, you know, your mini cut, those sorts of things?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a couple of things. I definitely feel that I'm sort of just enjoying myself at the moment. Like I have this dissonance or disparity, I guess, between what I say I want and what I'm doing. I'm loving the plan, the lifestyle plan. I'm loving not tracking. I'm loving just eating my sort of 3 meals a day. And I'm also really loving, like, you know, the times that I can see someone having a nice meal or having a movie night and eating sweets and snacks. My training's going really well. I'm fortunate that I'm still able to train, training the house down. I'm quite sore, actually, with from my new program. So that's good. And I am moving. But I think from with fat loss being the goal, it's actually sort of just making me feel shit because I'm like, I'm not dropping. And I'm not dropping because I'm having these few days a week that I'm just like living my, like I'm just not, I'm just, I'm not, it's not that I don't have motivation to cut. It's just, or like in terms of be healthy, it's just like I said, pick your battles. And these little ways that I can reset or fill up my cup, they're sort of, no, they don't always have to revolve around food, but you know what? It's nice to see someone have a movie night, just relax and be present.
So in saying that, we've devised a bit of a game plan. So we're going to continue on the mini cup macros and exercise, but we're going to sort of allow a little bit of leeway, you know, once a week for Jenna to have a bit of freedom. And it's just called an untracked meal. Like, we don't want to demonize it and call it a cheat meal or, you know, we haven't put any macro restrictions on it because we aren't in like a prep phase. So we kind of want to, and we are on a lifestyle plan now, so we kind of want to limit when she has those meals off, it being something overly restricted or controlled that it kind of doesn't feel relaxing for her. We want to make it as something that, because long-term, the success of Jenna and all of my lifestyle clients is being able to have the ability to, you know, like eat well, but then choose when you want to have some things off the plan, do it, but have control. So you don't just go, oh, it's my cheat day and just go nuts.
Yeah.
It's going, oh, I've got a friend coming over. We're going to watch a movie. You know, I'm going to get some popcorn and some pods and a bottle of wine and I'm going to have that and we're going to stop there rather than like, okay, it's a cheat meal. I have to track this many macros or a cheat day and I'm just going to have the whole day off and throw the whole week out. So it's building that foundation and laying that groundwork. So long term, we've got that, I guess, inbuilt control over these situations where she can, you know, manage it without feeling restricted, but also have her own degree of discipline to it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think like I'm really enjoying having these sort of unplanned meals, if you call them. Like, that's life. You know what I mean? Like, you're not always going to be tracking and weighing things, and you can if you want. Like, obviously, I don't want to go backwards or anything, but I'm just content and I'm just chilling. Like, yes, I probably will look to do a cut before summer. Obviously, like I've been saying, I would like to come into summer in a lighter position, but I can also see that for the past 4 weeks or so, the very art or action of saying that and not following it is what's making me feel shit. It's not actually myself, my body, or my goals that are making me want to cut. It's like, oh, I said I should. I said I would, so I should. And that's just not like – not conducive with the sort of message that I want to promote. Like, if you're here and you can relate and you feel like you haven't been, you know, 100% compliant or on track, I've always said, if you can't diet, maybe it's a sign that you shouldn't. And I'm kind of like, I'm not going to sit here and promote, like, try and try again type thing, but also pick your battles, man. We're in a global pandemic and it's a hard time. Like, I live alone. I can't see my family. I've got personal shit going on. I'm sort of just trying to really celebrate the wins and not take away from myself where I'm making progress in other areas.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's the key is, you know, like understanding that. And for those of you guys listening, obviously, you know, Jenna set a few goals for herself, but me as her coach is, I've got to hold her accountable to those goals to a certain degree, but at the same time, I'm not going to put her in, you know, duress under not achieving them when, hey, maybe we need to modify the rate that we're doing things or change something to make it more balanced. So long term, she has a better relationship with food and enjoyment and has that social life and that reward that she wants. Hey, it might take us a little bit longer to get to that point that she wanted, but we're not in a prep, so you know, like, that's my job, is to understand the, if she's in a lifestyle plan, when our clients are in a lifestyle plan, understanding, you know, what the needs versus wants and how to balance those so there's still progress but also not, you know, a massive amount of I feel like I can't do this. And then they just give up. And then next thing you know, they're just back doing what they were doing before.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think, like, you know, I think it was James Smith. He posted an IGTV on this and he's kind of like, maybe now's not the time to diet. Like, there's no shame in that. And I also realized I spent quite a long period of time, probably in a surplus since my show from Metabolic Adaptation, things like that. But having done such a long prep like that, I am careful before I try and enter into another fat loss phase, because you do want to win it. And also, if my calories weren't as high as they say were before I started prepping, then we know that this time around it's going to be a little bit more challenging. And that's when it's kind of like, okay, well, what is more damaging here? Not getting a result, or continuously saying you're going to, the, you know, the mental sort of strain that places, and then spending time in a slight deficit or below maintenance when you could be at maintenance. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's going to be better for, you know, restoring metabolic health and long-term compliance, rather than trying to be in a deficit, not nailing it, and then you're still eating more calories and just having these having these higher calorie days. And then it's just like your mental state of mind goes out the window as well, because you feel like you're not doing it and not actually being productive from a metabolic and endocrine system role of having those surplus of calories. So, you know, like, yeah, we've got to choose what we want to focus on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think pick your battles, you know, and mental health, emotional health is such a huge part to play in adherence and, of course, results. And, you know, coaches these days are so much more aware of that. They talk about training, nutrition, and mindset. But I think that there's also, like, you have to want to, you have to be compliant. And sometimes maybe your mental health, strengthening those skills, those mental and emotional skills that may make you more adherent, for what? Like, to lose 3 kilos when what you actually need is, you know, to focus on maybe working more productively, being happy in the day. Like, is that really the best use of your focus right now? Like, for me, I've hired people in my business. I'm trying to lead a team. I'm trying to do a good job for my clients. I'm trying to, you know, make progress in that area, that, like, that's where all my focus is sort of going right now. Obviously, at the end of the day, it still comes down to, you put that food in your mouth. It's that simple. You just feed yourself differently. You've got to eat. You just can choose right. And I get that. And I hear that. But at the same time, it then comes back down to those little sort of reward centers and habits that you have. And when you're dieting, and we spoke about this in the prep diaries, there's strategies that you can implement to set, you know, like, as a reward or whatever, a reset to fill up your cup, as I say, that don't have to involve food. But in a lockdown, a lot of those things are gone. So I guess, Jake, having said all that, like, there are people who may not be in a lockdown right now, but perhaps injured, you know. What are some strategies for managing nutrition around that? Less activity, really.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll talk about my personal experiences. So I've been injured a lot. I've had a number of surgeries, not just from bodybuilding, but contact sports, boxing, rugby, those sorts of things. Currently, I'm waiting to hear if I've herniated a disc in my neck. So that's a massive one, because for me, then anything pressing from my chest above my head, any deadlifting movements, squatting movements, they all have an impact on your spine. So that's going to make a training very, very challenging for me if that is the case. And obviously the severity of it will be sort of found out whether it's something that needs surgical intervention or not. But at the same time, am I going to stop doing what I'm doing? No. First of all, the first thing you should do is go see a specialist. You don't need to get a doctor's referral to go and see, like, a physio or an osteo, those sorts of things. You can go there 9 times out of 10, book, and, you know, they can put you through their system. From there, get the correct diagnosis, because, you know, like Google, it's very easy to start Googling things and you've got what you think it's one thing and really it's something else. So get a correct diagnosis. From there, ask your physio recommended activities to stay away from. So you know, like if it's squatting and deadlifting, I know that sucks massively that, you know, you can't do those movements that you love, but maybe you need to just start doing, you know, more machine work on your back and, you know, like more leg press and hack squats and those sorts of things that may take, you know, compression off your spine or whatever it may be that your injury is. So get a good management plan so you don't cause any more damage to that area, and get the physio to also prescribe exercises to improve potential muscle weaknesses and imbalances. And I'm always a big advocate for continuing those sort of therapies. So, you know, like I'll go once a week to, you know, a massage person or a physio to continue to work on that while I'm doing all that work outside of it.
Yeah.
Now, from a nutritional perspective, I'm in a mass building phase, but I can't, like this week, I haven't been able to train heavy and overload my body like I would. And as like a highly trained athlete, I need that stimulus to be able to grow. So for me, I've sort of had to go, okay, well, I'm going to pull my food back and I'm going to look at my training. And once I get the all clear of the things that I can do, I'm going to have to choose to use volume as the stimulus. So rather than progressive overload and doing these heavy compounds, I'm probably going to have to do more machines and more sets and reps as the stimulus. Even if it's just to maintain the muscle that I have, I will reduce my calories based on that. And then if it's something that's going to take a little bit of time to sort of come right, I'll probably switch to a mini cut myself and use that time to, you know, improve my body composition, get my body fat down, do a little bit more cardio, a little less heavy weights, and sort of take some time to allow that injury to heal while still being productive towards something. So yeah, rather than just stop training altogether, and rather than just like eating your normal level of food and increasing body fat because, you know, like you still want to try and get bigger, but you possibly don't have the stimulus there from the training, I'm going to look at all of that as a whole and go, okay, well, what's the information that the specialists are telling me? And then from there, I can redesign my training and then match up my nutrition to suit, which will likely be lower calorie because I simply won't be doing that heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And focus on improving my body composition until a point where either it comes right over time through treatment, or if it's one of those things that it's going to be a long-term injury and it may require surgery, then I'll have to cross that bridge when it comes to it.
Yeah.
But, number one thing is you've got to look at it, and I love and hate the word holistic because it can be taken out of context. But for me, the word holistic is, you know, you've got to look at everything that is involved in that scenario. So just because it's an injury, it's not just that area that's going to change. It's going to be, what can you do with your training? Is your energy expenditure going to be the same? Are you going to be able to work towards your goal of muscle gain if you can't train in the manner that's going to dictate muscle gain? So holistically, I'm looking at all of those things, and if I can't tick all those boxes to be able to do that, then I'm going to adjust the nutrition to suit what I can do. So at least I'm being productive.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you were talking about an injury management plan, and the same thing sort of applies, right? Like obviously you need a specific injury management plan if you have injured yourself around your training program, but also there comes a similar sort of element when you talk about lockdown, like you are now less active. So you need a management plan around that. And we sort of have created that management plan for myself. Obviously part of it was around cutting, and I've now sort of turned around and said, that's not really working out. I just want to get through this time and be present and enjoy myself. And that's where, like Jake said, he's pulled back on food. Obviously I'm still trying to be super consistent in getting my movement in and everything like that as well. Mm-hmm. And it's important because there's so many sort of not variables, I guess, but things that you can do to help with managing something like that. And often it just comes down to either relying on the expert, which in this case I'm doing, but also it's nice to have that check-in and that consistency, that goal to either, if you are injured, that goal to help you push yourself forward to actually do the proper rehab, get back on track. But in my case, it's like I'm checking in every week. Nothing's really happening in terms of a fat loss point of view, but it's keeping me accountable and it helps me feel seen and all of the rest, which we've sort of spoken about.
And that's taking, again, that holistic approach about not just looking at the fact of what are your goals right now. It's like, okay, what are your goals? What are you mentally feeling? What's your ability to train? What's your ability to move?
Yeah.
What are the things that you need right now mentally to establish, I guess, sanity in the environment that you're in? And we're looking at that as a holistic approach to managing lockdown, just like I am right now as a holistic approach to managing my injury. Those are things that really I think you can apply to all scenarios. So I've been doing seminars at a corporate group this week, and I love going and doing seminars because I love seeing people's faces light up when it clicks. And so like people would say to me, like a question yesterday was, oh, I wanna gain muscle. So should I just be focusing on like getting my protein in? Is that what I need to do to gain muscle? And I'm like, that's one snippet of information. And the answer is yes. But if I told that person just to do just that one thing, they're still not going to get results because I haven't looked at the whole holistic view of that. What's your training doing? This person had a physical job, so we had to account for the physicality of their job. You know, like what's your carb and fat macros doing? Are you eating in a surplus? Is your training program set up specifically for hypertrophy and strength? So by answering yes to just that one snippet of information, I was doing that person a disservice if I did that because it's not giving them the full picture. Whereas when you outline the full picture to them and their eyes light up and they go, fuck, you know, I've been focusing on one aspect and that's why I'm not getting results is because I haven't looked at even these other things. It's really cool to see. And I think if there's a takeaway from this podcast, it would be if you ever come to a position where you need to make a decision, look at everything from like a long lens rather than zooming in on one specific aspect. Because without that long lens, you can't see all the other things at play that may need adjustment or you may need to consider to make the right decision, choice, or plan moving forward.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I just think like a finishing note here is like, if you're in a bit of a funk, it's way more beneficial to be consistent than it is to be perfect. Like move for health, eat for health, do your walks, get your steps in. If dieting is stressful, like if you can't nail those things, then now's not the time to even think about dieting or a fat loss goal, you know, like, and that's where focusing on performance could be a better avenue for you, you know, improving technique and form or nursing an injury or getting stronger or just getting different walking tracks done if you're in lockdown and moving your body in different ways. But we cannot like continue to put a pressure on ourselves that is self-imposed, that makes you feel shit, that costs you how you show up in other areas of your life. You know, like you shouldn't be lying on the couch with your one friend in lockdown feeling guilty for having a sweet or a snack when that's something that you should actually be completely immersed in, feel present, grateful, loved, connected. You know what I mean? Instead of then starting the next day going, oh, I'm over my calories. It's like, well, actually I had a really nice night. I'm so grateful I can still see my one friend. And that's that. Move on, you know?
Mm. So that's really important, I think, is there's so many things going on in the world right now. And, you know, whether you're in lockdown, whether you've got other issues going on because you can't see your friends and family because they're in lockdown, or whether you're like me and, you know, you've just hurt yourself and now you have to review your whole kind of game plan for your next training and your goals and all those sorts of things is, yeah, take the pressure off, look at it from a long lens and make some decisions that are going to give you the outcome that's going to also make you feel the happiest rather than flogging a dead horse with something that could potentially just, you know, you're just miserable because you're trying to achieve this thing so desperately hard, but it's just not lining up for you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's better to treat yourself with love and respect than say things to yourself because you're setting goals that you just don't either really want right now, or like I said, pick your battles, you know, like they may just might not be the right time.
So we said we'd do a Q&A last week, but we slipped on that. So this week coming, we will definitely do a Q&A.
Yes.
Let's line up for putting up some questions on Wednesday next week.
Yeah.
And we will make sure that we put that up on our stories. I'm going to put that in my diary calendar, right now.
Me too. Post Q&A.
Post Q&A story.
Yes.
And that can be anything from training, nutrition, life, business. You guys just give us some good ones and we will answer them next podcast for you and really break down anything you want. We'll pick some of the most interesting and, I guess, diverse ones as well. We don't want to just be answering like what is a carb or what's the best carb, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, like, I think like we're in a place.
Hit us with some really good ones.
Yeah, and I think we're in a place now, like it's more like lifestyle management, you know, this is living. Like you can't always, I am all for pro maintenance. You're either dieting or you're not. And if you're not dieting, you should be at maintenance. You should only be dieting like once a year, right? Or maybe a mini cut, whatever. Everyone's a bit different. But embrace it as a lifestyle. I think make these questions that you do ask around achieving a healthier lifestyle become process focused instead of the outcome. Because I bet you sometimes you relieve the pressure, you relieve the stress, you relieve the focus, and sometimes the results just end up coming. You know, and that's happened before. I'm not saying that it happens easily, but like it's better to, you know, remove the things that can cause you stress that deter you from that plan versus just embracing it, going with it, and then noticing they happen less.
Let's wrap it up there because I have to scoot on out and actually go see what the hell's going on with this neck. So I'll give you guys an update on that next week. And Jenna is going to continue with her mini cut diet, but with just a little bit more freedom. And we'll update you on that next week as well, along with some hopefully super exciting questions.
Okay, guys, thank you so much. We will be looking forward to those questions that you ask us next week and chat again soon.
Catch you guys then. Bye.
Bye.